This year marks RNIB's 150th anniversary. To celebrate, we've been asking the blind and partially sighted community for their stories and experiences of sight loss. We will be sharing these stories over the coming months to document the changes we've seen in the last 150 years. Today, it's the turn of Claire Ford, who says, "Losing most of my vision overnight 4 years ago left me devastated, but I was determined to be independent. Facing the prospect of coping without the reassuring presence of family and friends, who could not always be with me, I turned to the RNIB. They suggested I join HAGAI, the youth forum. Through them, I have indulged my passion for politics, being elected to the Scottish Youth Parliament. I recently stayed alone in a hotel for the first time when I addressed a Children and Young People's Rights Review and attended SYP Voluntary Organisations Skills Weekend in Edinburgh. This meant I experienced the daunting prospect of spending an entire weekend away from home. For someone recently diagnosed with sight loss, these apparently modest achievements cannot be overstated. RNIB has walked every step with me. From the first tentative steps, supplying the tools to enable me to gain independence. For that, I will be eternally grateful." If you're interested in sharing your story, please complete the submission form at www.rnib.org.uk/150stories.